Welcome to the Kinship Care Liverpool podcast. My name's David. As always, thank you for another week of the best, the worst, and in betweens of being a kinship carer, a kinship kid, and again, everything in between. As always, if you want to get in touch with us, easiest way is through our Facebook, through the social media, through Facebook, Instagram, the two versions of Twitter. There is one specifically for Kinship Care Liverpool and one for the Kinship podcast. And obviously through our website and our emails, there's lots of ways of getting in touch with us. If you have any questions, thoughts, comments, or anything else in between. Now, this is going to be an interesting episode. I recently was speaking to someone within the Kinship groups. And one of the things I would like to think I'm a writer. I have a degree in writing, and I've done a lot of sort of creative writing in the past, whether it's been through scripts and stories and things like that. And I do like to think that I've got a good voice. And one of the things that really has, and I've said this time and time again, one of the things that's really irritated me about kinship care is how little is written about kinship care. If you go into any library in Liverpool, if you go in any library at all, there is very little, if anything, about kinship care. Nothing specific. It'll always be as part of fostering or adoption or care, or it will literally be a 3-4 page, section or a paragraph of a book that refers to kinship care in passing. I've said this before, time and time again, that it always annoys me when people talk about kinship care and adoption and fostering in the same breath, because it's completely different. And one of the things that I commented on was how one of the things I really feel I could do is write a kinship story. And I don't want it to be like a Kathy Glass one. If you've ever read any of her books, she's a foster carer. She's taken care of, I think it's hundreds of kids at this point. But she always writes about her experiences. And I don't want to say a lot of times it does dwell on the misery, but it does sort of, it has to do that in order to get to the sort of positive at the end, where they reconcile with parents or they get through it, or you get to the correct people that they should be with. I didn't want it to be like that. And I didn't want to write a textbook, because I knew for a fact that I wouldn't be able to find the information, because that's the other issue with kinship care, is that, I was speaking to Sarah Clark from the Kinship Charity. And I was talking about how it's actually surprising how many children in kinship care, part of kinship care, whatever it would be, who have are on the spectrum, the autistic spectrum or ADHD or the ASD spectrum, and it would be interesting to know what the sort of statistics with that, whether there is a common ground that it's this kind of trauma that's affecting it. And unfortunately, there just isn't the statistics or the research into it. And I know I wouldn't be able to. I did have an option to try and put forward a proposal. I didn't get it, unfortunately, but to put a proposal, because I think this is something that really does need to be looked at. I have contacted someone in Liverpool John Moores University, who they contact us from time to time to go into speak to their social workers or prospective social workers, to really sort of get to grips with the aspects of kinship care. And I was talking to one of them about how it'd be good if there was someone who would be able to spearhead this. And again, it's just because kinship is such, even though there are hundreds, there's probably millions of kinship carers and kinship kids and everything else, it's still such a niche part of the care system that it does worry me that when they do sort of divvy out all the money that's being sort of proposed with all of these things, that it won't be there. So what I really wanted to do, I mean, the main reason why this podcast exists is because I wanted people to be able to go, I want to know about contact. I want to know about what my rights are. I want to know. And you can do that with the Kinship podcast, which it's something I've been quite happy about recently. If you go onto Audible, for example, and you type Kinship Care Liverpool, it's the first thing that comes up. Kinship Care anyway. There's very few books. As I say, I think if you actually go onto Amazon, And you just type in Kinship Care. I think there's three books before the next one is a link to the podcast. And those three books are like, I think one's £40, one's £70. I kind of interested in thinking about buying them, but my worry is buying them and I find out it's got nothing to do with it, or it's literally again three or four pages. But as I say, I'm kind of, you know, in the middle of sort of the first stages of starting to write something with Kinship. Now, I don't know whether it's going to be a fictional story or whether it's going to be a fact story or whether it's going to be a help guide. It's probably going to be a mixture of them. But I have written the first sort of section and I was going to read that now and just sort of get some ideas about what people think, whether they would want to hear more or listen to more or read more even, and sort of go along. One of the things I'm thinking of doing is, if I do get to it being in a kind of a book length, is to sort of maybe self-publish it, or at least go through the process of seeing if other people would want to publish it and then go from there. But I thought I'd read this section and then see what people think at that point. Prologue. It starts. Kinship care is one of the most important facets of the care system, yet it's also one of the most overlooked, or indeed never even noticed. The number of people in kinship care in the UK is not a figure that can be calculated, mainly because there is not currently a blanket group in which they all belong. Unlike those in foster care or that have been adopted, there is no way to truly quantify and tally up how many people in the UK are living in kinship care. The reason? Definition. The definition of someone in a foster care is fairly rigid, comprehensive and exact, same as those who've been adopted. If you're in foster care, it means that a child's been put in the care of a registered foster carer or home, and this figure can be found from national statistics published each year. This is the same for those who've been adopted or in orphanages, waiting to be adopted. No such exact number has ever existed for those in kinship care. This is not because no one is trying to collate these numbers. It's simply because the strict definition which the other two fall into are precise, whereas kinship care is not. The reason, again, is complicated. Possibly overly complicated to the point where the shades of grey in kinship care can often overshadow the issue itself. It should be simple. It should be, do you live with your birth parents? No. Do you live with a close relative or family friend? Yes. You are in kinship care. In some ways, these two questions could wash away all the red tape and complications of the definitions. But it doesn't. The reason? There is no such thing as a typical kinship carer, family or settle. There are many people who are reading this who by the end will think, hey, I was brought up on my auntie while my dad was away. Does that mean I was in kinship care? Technically, yes. However, was this registered anywhere? Did the auntie have authority over yourself or have guardian status? This is the issue. This is always the issue. There are probably dozens of variations of kinship care, and these range from informal agreements where a parent has just agreed that a person should look after the child, all the way to special guardianship orders, where the new carers take almost full responsibility for the child, albeit limited to some extent. There are multiple shades between the two, with care orders, friends and family fostering, and the list goes on and on. This is the problem. The two questions above, this should be all you need to say that you are a kinship carer or in kinship care. However, without a clear definition, it restricts rights both on a practical and a financial aspect. These will all be addressed throughout this book in certain sections, as they all deserve their own analysis. It should be stated that this story is just one of the hundreds of thousands of kinship stories that exist. It'd be difficult to include every aspect of kinship care. It would take more volumes than could ever be written down. But this book is intended to be the starting point and the first step of a longer journey. So that's the first section. As I say, I do hope people enjoyed listening to that. Maybe they thought some of it was resonating with them. Maybe there's that confusion of the definition, which obviously the time to define policy is trying to sort of sort out, but you know, it's still a long way from getting it perfect. As always, if you have any thoughts, opinions, if you think that it's great, you want to hear more, please let me know. If you don't want to hear any more, again, please let me know. I am currently, I think, about 20,000 words into it. As I say, I've just been sort of writing bits and pieces. It's not sort of fully formed, so it's probably a while before I've got it fully edited. But I do kind of want to get it to a book form in some sense. But obviously, small baby steps along the way. But I say, once I have more information about it, and I say, if you do want to read, give me opinions, thoughts, even if you want to give stories, if you have any, I've said this time, if anyone has any kinship stories they want to tell about things that have happened to them, their story of how they became a kinship carer, you know, I'll be happy to listen to it and obviously, you know, discuss this in further, or you add it if you want to. As I say, I'm going to be obviously changing all names to protect the innocent and everything else. It will probably be my story to some extent, but obviously there will be shades of other people's stories, because you know, they all have certain aspects to them that need to be told. And you know, you do hear that a lot with people where when you do go to a kinship group, whether it's for a coffee morning or for, you know, a charity or wherever it would be, you do hear sort of aspects of your own story, but they're either more strong, they're more upsetting, more legally based, but some of them are quite harrowing. Some of them are simple. Some of them are just, you know, as they are. But as always, if you want to get in touch with us, the easiest way is through our social media, through the Facebook, the Twitter, the Instagram. There's lots of ways of getting in touch with us. Easiest way to get in touch with me directly is through the email, and that's always attached to the wherever you're listening to this. So whether you're listening through any of the podcast sites, as I say, it is now on Audible, which is great, and I like the fact that it is on there, because I'm a big fan of audiobooks, and it's great to know that it's on there. And you know, when you get put alongside all these other podcasts, it's always great to see. So thank you very much for listening. My name's David, and you listen to the Kinship Care Liverpool podcast.